Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this final boss fight live stream of D&D. My name is John, and I am joined by Smitty.
Hello, everybody. It's been a while.
By Obsolete Goat.
Heyo, it's Obsolete Goat. I'll be playing ball today using the combat wheelchair by Mustang Arts. Thank you again, Mustang Arts.
By the Rogue Trader Enthusiast.
Hello.
By Ben the Quest Giver.
Greetings all. It's good to see you.
And by Angel.
You guys are going to regret ever having me on your team.
We already do, but you know.
Yeah, way past that point.
Yeah, oh no, we haven't told Ben about his hand yet.
don't worry.
Oh no!
I've let Ben know.
Oh, okay, good.
It's come up.
Oh dear.
I'm just gonna lose a hand.
Kind of.
We haven't told Smitty about it yet.
I'll look up a whole lot of hand jokes to get back to you.
Rogue Trader Enthusiast.
Don't want a handy from me.
The Rogue Trader Enthusiast has just resubscribed for 11 months in a row. That's nearly 1 year. 11 months, baby.
Hey.
We're here to play some D&D. It's been a little while for some people, so I'll do a recap of Tales of Gaming Addiction has resubscribed for 17 months in a row. I see you're 11 and raise you 17.
Oh, that's not fair. I can't beat that. I'd literally have to go through time faster.
Spider's back, guys.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Mate, could you maybe...
You just need to concentrate and squeeze. Really? No, that's squeezing. Never mind. That's something else.
Time is a weird soup. So...
Quick, someone give me a black hole.
No.
In previous episodes of this, the group returned to the Dungeon of the Mad Mage and made their way down back to the second level of the dungeon, with the intention of going and investigating and maybe finding the goblins again, catching up on that group, and then continuing on down because... several of you have quests now that take you to Skullport.
For non-sus reasons. Non-sus reasons.
Which you have learnt is somewhere around the third and... somewhere between the third and fourth levels of the dungeon. As you
because
made...
of the ninth lady in the arch.
Yeah. As you made your way down into the second level of the dungeon of the Mad Mage, you heard a harpsichord playing, and you decided to go and investigate this. And the first thing you found was a strange humanoid figure of a wizard who was apparently putting together... potions. He claimed to be trying to cure something known as filth fever, but upon the inspection of Wall, he was just mixing random chemicals together.
He's doing his best.
You decided to leave him alone, fearful that he might have been an envoy of a strange shape-shifting slime creature, and explored deeper into the rooms that he was stood in front of, You discovered a strange archway that opened when you inserted money into it that informed you that you weren't ready for what lay beyond it. As well as a harpsichord made of bones, finger bones specifically. Underscum, being the only person in the group who is proficient with musical instruments, sat down at the harpsichord and attempted to play the small passage of music that was written on the wall, and a necrotic energy erupted from the harpsichord as it fell to pieces, leaving Underscum cursed with skeletal hands and a scroll of raised dead in the ruins of the harpsichord.
So that wasn't a total loss.
You made your way down and explored a small kitchen and arcane laboratory where you were attacked by pots and pans as a ghost animated the contents of the kitchen in an attempt to stop you from moving further. And then you made your way into Calabash's bedroom where you found an arcane circle with some symbols smudged out. You put the sigils back, and Calabash appeared, a wizard who claimed to have been gone for a little while, and you found it was several decades. He left you with his retirement fund, which you discovered he had spent entirely on alcohol. And as he left, you attempted to find out if you could make use of his pocket dimension. But upon smudging out the sigils while you were stood in the circle, Calabash in the distance disappeared again. And so you returned the sigils, he reappeared, and continued about his way as you covered up the circle and hopefully have left it in such a state that it won't accidentally be erased. You then discovered a number of arcane alchemical laboratory equipment rooms filled with the stench of decay and copper machinery that seemed to be focused around electricity. And during a fight with a number of ghouls, Toya revealed a sordid dark past to the group. And upon fighting a flesh golem and a weird electrical skull, you managed to eventually fight them down, take them out, and Toya revealed more of this this past that she had to the group, which involved her having to kill the entirety of her clan as they had been turned to the undead. You attempted to find somewhere that you could rest and thought to make use of a passageway, a gap in the wall that you thought might lead you back to the goblin village. And as Vaisin travelled down it, the rest of you held back for a moment. Vaisin popped out to find a altar, a redstone altar covered in small dirty handprints, as well as a gibbering mouther, a creature that looks like a strange pile of flesh and eyes and mouths that don't seem to be in any sensible configuration, that is slowly oozing its way across the floor towards him. And that is where we find the group starting this week. Here is the map screen, and here is the game unpaused. What are you going to do?
Hui is just going to jump down the hole and join Vaisin because she wanted to go earlier, but they wouldn't let her go.
Okay, let's get Toya down the...
I love how you neglected to mention that three of those fights were purely Toya's fault.
Well, you know, that's up to the group to let everybody else know.
Well, actually, one of them wasn't a fight. The piano wasn't a fight. The piano was just a piano.
That was a harpsichord.
That was just bad luck. The thing.
Well, if not the party, we can at least tell the audience, yes, everything is Toya's fault.
Yes. Okay.
How fast is this thing moving?
It's slowly moving.
Guys, what's going on down there?
There's a thing with eyes and teeth.
It's like, we need
too many mouths.
Just come back the way you came.
Yeah, one second. Just hold the door, Toya. Nope, that's not a passage, right? This is not a way back to the village.
Can I just stab the stupid thing?
Yeah, let's roll initiative.
Oh dear, oh dear.
I don't think I can get down the ramp. It's like a sheer drop.
It's a sheer drop, that's the problem.
I can't get down here without help, so I'm just gonna sit this on that, boys.
So you don't call spider climb on you?
We're like just about to rest, hopefully. You could do, but you might go. It might be better for turn economy to you just attack it.
I have just confirmed there isn't a doorway up at the top.
Good, good.
So this might not be the way we want to go.
What was that?
Give me a second.
What we got for initiatives? We got Haleth, of course, first.
Of course, Haleth.
John is in charge of my token because I have a headache and staring at the computer screen will make it infinitely worse.
Do you want me to roll the dice for you as well?
Yeah.
No excuses. Please. You control yourself in this game.
Where's initiative?
You didn't roll well.
Yeah, there we are.
Initiative doesn't 16. Like me. I don't seem to ever roll well. I can't think of any game where I've ever rolled well during initiative.
It's just every time you need to get more decks.
Okay, Haleth is going first, and I mean Haleth is gonna make their way into the hole, and that's as far as they can get this turn.
I like how Haleth's just like coming down and not like helping Wall.
Bye, Haleth, you asshole.
Nafira.
I mean, I could. It's just a quick tap on the shoulder on the way down.
Don't forget, Toya offered to pick you up and lift you down last session. You said no.
We don't need to go down the hole. We can just go back the way we came.
I don't think the game is currently paused. I cannot move.
Oh.
Thank you. 5, 10, 15... I walk past Wall, I tap him on the wheelchair on the way past, and go, don't worry, you can make it down here now. And I cast spider climb on him.
Oh, thanks.
Cool.
You're welcome. 5, 1, 2, and I can't get any further because the undead woman's in the way.
I think Haleth's a man.
Yes.
Haleth's pronounced seems to change a lot.
Haleth is a man. The token that I have is a female for reasons I don't fully understand why they gave that token.
That's fine. The undead person is in the way.
Nuri...
That is my time done.
Nuri gets to the top of the hole and that's as far as they can get, really. They could get one space further, but they'll leave it open. You can get past friends. You know, you can push past people.
I'm well aware, but I'd be... My last moment is where Haleth is.
Yeah, you can't stop in place, but...
Movement is concertinaed.
The creature slowly oozes forward towards Toya, sort of mouths going down underneath it, closing up. And then opening up at the top of the thing, eyes just blinking out as it rolls forward.
This is an ugly motherfucker!
Wall.
It's me.
With the spider climb activated, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Get to here and chin chink. Where is my gun? Can I shoot, please? Did that shoot? I don't know.
Yes, 18 will hit.
Dope. 13
okay.
damage.
Okay.
Reload. 15.
That will hit.
Chink, chink. 8 damage.
You slide down the wall and come into the room, bring the gun up, and just... And the two shots slam into the mouther, and it flings back from the wounds, and then, like, mouths start to form around the bullet wounds, teeth growing into the bullet wounds as they now become additional mouths.
This thing isn't right.
I'm not a fan.
Understand.
I'm not a fan either.
I'm going to start out by 10, 15... 20, 25. We'll get 30 there. Tell me more about that one. I didn't know how far away we'd be when I got in. And I will cast sleep.
Okay.
So my aim is to get it so it's the only thing in the 20 foot radius.
Okay, yeah, you can definitely place that.
And
doesn't sleep break if we attack it?
Yeah, but we could all hold our actions.
Do we?
Yeah, I was going to say Toya exists.
Yeah, I mean we could, like, just if it was asleep, we could just leave it as well. We don't need to kill it. It works for a minute, right?
That is not a great roll for you.
That is a terrible roll, really. But
that's a natural. That's two natural.
Two
ones.
Nat ones, a 2, a 3, and a 7.
Oh dear.
Unfortunately, that doesn't cause it to go to sleep.
Well, that's me out of ideas. I'm going to leave it to it now.
Toya, you also notice as you're stood here, as it slowly has been approaching you, the ground beneath you suddenly becomes this weird, soft, dough-like substance. The stonework seems to melt, and your feet start to sink into the ground a little bit. It's unusual, and let me double check. Is there anybody else in that range?
I'm about to be.
It's slow sand. Because it's made of stone rather than sand.
That's how it works, isn't it? It is just Toya at the moment, but anybody that moves within 10 feet of the gibbering mouther, the ground is a weird dough-like substance and is difficult terrain.
Hmm.
Ooh.
So it's like a movement cost, correct?
Yes.
I think, yeah, but doesn't Toya have a thing where she's not affected by difficult terrain?
I don't believe so. You have a thing where you move faster.
No, I'm pretty sure it's feline reflexes or something.
Feline reflexes allows you to move twice your speed for
okay,
one
no,
turn.
I know that's something that...
But I don't believe Tabaxis have anything to ignore difficult terrain, and neither do Zealot Barbarians.
How about Barbarians?
Maybe I was reading something else.
Faison.
So that sort of like ground softness thing, that's visible for everybody, correct?
It's not such a visible thing. You can see that Toya's like feet are slowly sinking into the ground a little bit.
noticed that. Buggered up my plan.
No, Stan.
How far can I jump? I've forgotten how to...
Well, difficult terrain is only half movement, and you have 30 foot.
Yeah, but I want to get behind him so I could give Toya flanking.
You could still get to here. Yeah. And then Toya would have to move to here to get flanking, but they're able to do cool that. Works.
That still works. Yeah, cool. So I'm going to go forward there. From my bonus action, I'm going to use Inspiring Smite.
Okay.
Apparently, I've not used my Channel Divinity. Ashwina, how are people looking health-wise?
I think we did a little health boost before coming down here.
I mean, I have skeletons for hands.
Yeah, we tried with that. I don't think healing's going to help.
Toya and Underscum aren't looking great.
Toya's still hurting.
Vason has taken a bit of damage.
What are my details then, can I ask? Because I'm looking at the D&D Beyond, I'm on 50.
You're at 35.
I'm at 35, thank you very much.
Cool, then I'm going...
And the aforementioned skeletal hands that aren't causing you any injuries, but...
Look cool.
Is weird.
So I've got 11 temporary hit points. Do I give those to each creep target?
You distribute them divided among the chosen creatures however you like.
So within 30 foot, so that's basically everyone of relevance. Toya, what did you say you're at?
You'll have to ask John. He's the one in charge right now.
25.
And then this comes at...
35.
Cool. I'm going to... chuck. I'm just going to chuck all of that on Toya, since Toya is closer.
I will butt in with that. Toya actually has 10 temporary hit points at the moment, and temporary hit points don't stack.
Oh, in which case, I will give 8 to Underscum and keep 3 for myself. So
And that's 8 temporary, is it?
Oh, bugger. Sorry, no, I can't use that ability anyway, because I have to actually have done a smite first. So that doesn't happen.
Oh, so it didn't happen at all?
It hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened, right.
It hasn't happened if Vason doesn't hit with this or one of the two attacks.
Yeah, so I'm going to hit...
That hits.
For a depressingly low amount of damage. God damn.
Not everyone can roll as good as me.
And then I'm going to follow that up with a second attack. For another 25.
That'll hit.
With 14 damage.
And then if you use a Divine Smite, you can get the...
Yep, I'm going to do a second level Divine Smite, because that's the only slot I have left. Boom. Second level. For another...
14.
Is it Undead Fiend or Radiant?
It isn't.
Sorry, Undead... Okay. Cool. Right. So it's another 4. Oh.
It is dead.
The temporary hitty points?
I think after Vase it just sort of sees it draw. That he doesn't summon that energy.
Okay.
Okay.
He's like, oh. Okay, that was easier than I thought.
Toy is disappointed because she didn't get to stab it. You killed it before I could stab it.
Thought it was tougher.
Fair.
I suppose if it's dead, let's go check out what that altar is.
Probably a good idea. Hey, John, is the terrain still weird now that it's dead?
No, as it dies, the terrain sort of re-solidifies. Like you pull your feet out of the ground, and there's like little cat footprints in the ground now.
Oh, cool! There's a little piece of me in the dungeon. That's neat.
What is this red altar?
Okay, one more. Let me move the NPCs and player characters under my control in here first.
This is the part where everybody goes, no. Toya, don't touch it.
Toya's going up to the altar, isn't she?
She's going to go up to the altar, yeah.
Cool.
She is the self-preservation of a brick.
This happened. This is going to be a we come on and shout from the back of the room of, don't fucking think about it.
Okay, you look at...
This is a worryingly brain trust moment.
You look at a... it's a 3 foot tall, tapered block of dark red stone. Do either of you speak Dwarvish?
No, I'm pretty sure that's not
irritatingly.
One of the ones. Do I speak Dwarvish? I speak Gnomish, not Dwarvish. Hey guys, there's a weird language here.
Toya, you speak Dwarvish.
I do?
Yes, you do.
That's bizarre, okay.
I think that's why we thought your girlfriend was a dwarf originally.
Oh, right, yeah.
Toya, carved in...
Yes.
Like, for everybody else who doesn't speak Dwarvish, this is a 3 foot tall, 500 pound tapered block of redstone engraved with markings, runic writing in an angular language that you don't understand. Toya, these are engraved with a dwarvish prayers to Dumathoin, the keeper of secrets under the mountain.
Ooh.
One of the dwarven gods.
Huh. Hey guys, this altar is to like one of the dwarven gods. I'ma touch it.
No!
Don't.
Which dwarven god?
Hold on, give me a second. The keeper of secrets under the mountain.
I would like to use a religion check on that. I did very badly.
That sounds like a god.
I will do a religion check. Wait, I don't have proficiency.
Anyone smart like to do a religion check?
Wait, I don't have proficiency. Boom.
Roll 21.
Like, oh, you do make things.
Just idly reads about religion in his spare time.
I was just kind of like, I don't really agree with it, but you know what? This is interesting. Dwarven gods are cool. Ethan went on some long boat rides. I ran out of stuff to read very quickly.
Well, you can mark the stuff you make.
Yeah.
Wol, you think back to these long boat rides where you read up on Dwarvish literature. Dumathoin was the patron of shield dwarves and the dwarven deity of mining and underground exploration. And was known as the keeper of secrets under the mountain. Or the silent keeper.
Silent
keeper. He is also in the dwarven cultures, he is the god that protects their dead.
We're like, yeah, it's probably a bad idea to touch that. That's another death god. You know, like the one with the hands.
Oh, for pity's sake, another one? Why do death gods love this mountain?
Yeah, people die.
Okay, hold on. Toya's gonna wiggle the spider thing. Her little spider necklace thing.
Your necklace would be a skeletal hand grasping a set of scales.
That's what it is. I got it mixed up with the other ones. All right. Okay. She's going to wiggle her necklace around. Sir. Hey, sir. I have a question. Look, sometimes he answers, sometimes he doesn't. Get off my case. Sir, are you busy? Hey, sir.
You don't get a question about
this. It worries me that Underscum looks like he's just jumped on it.
You just said it has something to do with my skeletal hands. If I can get them back. And I literally just go straight up, straight to the straight to the altar.
So Underscum, you see this stone, and it is a red stone covered in the dwarvish scripture. And it is also covered in greasy goblin handprints.
I put my hand on it.
Which hand?
Well, it doesn't really matter, they're both skelety.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Nothing happens.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, that seems fine.
Maybe it needs flesh. I roll my sleeve and just literally rest my arm on it. Or it's right down to the armpit.
Wolf.
Oh, no.
You would further know, with your religion check previously, that dwarven gods, or dwarves and goblins, don't get along, and that this, the fact that this altar is covered in the handprints, it would be severe desecration.
I'll like pop back and be like, "Hey, Sylvia, oh, Underscum, don't put your armpit on there. Let's hold that."
But I think it needs skin. The handprint is on here.
No,
and
no,
my bones aren't doing the trick.
No. So, okay. So some. Peoples don't like some other people's gods. Not everyone likes the drow god Lolth. Some orcs don't like the elven god Corellian. It's just how it is. And some goblins don't like the dwarven gods. So I think this has actually been desecrated. So maybe if you cleaned it, Roll will go into his... Roll's going to offer him a bottle of rubbing alcohol as well.
Nephira.
Rubbing alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Could you roll me a perception check?
Oh, God. You're all going to die. Perception check. Rolling. Ooh, not great.
As you are stood where you are presently stood,
mm-hmm.
You happen to notice in the minecart in front of you four shiny chunks of ore.
Ooh.
Ooh, is this more copper?
I'm just going to reach down and grab those. No one needs to know.
Okay, I will message you what's in there.
I want to say, I will cast Prestidigitation and clean.
Okay.
Cleany, washy, washy, cleany, washy, washy.
Snap your skeletal fingers as
best I can.
As Toya starts to scrub lower down on the altar, and as you snap your fingers, just a patch that's let me double check. How big is Prestidigitation?
It's a cubic foot.
So the top foot of the 3-foot statue just instantly. The dirt disappears from it.
That's a handy trick.
Yeah. Oh no, comes in handy when you don't need a shower.
and if you wish, you can.
I'll basically keep doing it until it's clean.
You snap your fingers another two more times, and Toya's like scrubbing, and suddenly the dirt just disintegrates away. And you are left with a shiny red stone etched with the dwarven scripture.
Right. Now will you fix my hands?
Well, hold on. Usually when you ask something from a god, you need to ask it in, like, prayer. But there's a prayer inscribed here so I can read it to you. And then you need to make, like, an offering. And if this is, like, a dwarven god... there should be, I think they'll probably want like a precious gem or like metal or something like an ore, because that's dwarves like mining and shit, right?
Or what?
It also might need actually consecrating again. Just cleaning it won't probably do anything.
Mm.
But hang on.
Underscum.
Yeah?
actually, underscum.
Oh no.
Underscum.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no!
Hello.
You close your eyes for a second, then open them, and you suddenly realize that you've been blessed by the altar.
Oh.
Your eyes glow slightly. The color in them sort of catches the light as if they're flecked with gold. And for the next 24 hours, you somehow know that you will be able to see secret doors.
Yeah.
As plainly visible.
Very nice.
We'll have ceremony. I could ritual or cast it. But,
Underscum...
Do you mean sticking around here for an hour?
Underscum closes his eyes and then opens them, having cleaned the altar, and the colour in his eyes glows slightly, and the coloured portions of his eyes catch the light as if they're flecked with gold.
Ooh.
I can see secrets.
Oh, come on! First you get to teleport with a mask, and now you got secret eye vision? What? What is with this place in you?
Well, you see, you've got to just run around and touch everything, and then sometimes it works for you.
Ow. See, I wanted to touch it.
Can I investigate that? Or use some sort of ability to see what the hell's happened to Underscum?
I'm going to pretty much start running around the room to try and see any secrets I can see.
Roll me an
Wall, are you feeling okay?
No, oh, I'm good!
Okay, okay, you guys are going to stop for a second.
Oh no!
I mean, it's pretty well just time out.
Just because I need to work out what's happening. As you both start to dash off in opposite directions down tunnels, Haleth looks round as if seeing something through the wall. And just says...
Haleth! Cover myself.
We need to go this way.
Huh?
Which way?
And starts walking towards the direction you are going, Underscum.
See, I can see secrets. I can see secrets.
I need to go this way, whether you come or not.
Yeah.
Can you see personal secrets or just like secret passages?
I can see secret skeletons up ahead.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like, roll an insight check, everybody. Everybody who's not Underscum.
Natural 20!
Wall is kind of like bolted in the away from Underscum. As if it's against Underscum, I guess he wouldn't be making it. Because he's like, yeet.
Oh, I don't need insight to understand either your motivation or I expect Hallett's motivation. Those are obvious.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let me do one for Nuri as well, see what we're seeing here.
Of course this is like a natural 20.
Okay, never mind. And Ick. How's Ick's insight? Not great. Not bad. Okay. Nefira, Ick, and Vaisin, you've all seen this look on Haleth's face before. It is the same look that he got when he saw the other member of his adventuring group. In the Goblin Village the first time you were there. It's that same approach. Vaisin.
Mm-hmm. Oh! I get
you get whispers. You get the feeling you know why Wall's running away. Because you are the member of the group that he is confided in.
Yep.
And with the vague details that that Underscum has offered, you get the feeling that this has spooked Wall.
Yeah, like this feels like magical sight.
On a natural 20, you realize that Underscum hasn't acted differently towards any of you, and you get the feeling the magical sight that he has doesn't relate to people.
So it's penetrate spells on objects and stuff. Okay.
You don't fully know what it does do unless he tells you, if he gives you the full information. But you get the feeling that it doesn't necessarily see secrets about people. Or he hasn't, or he has done a very good job in hiding that he is seeing things about you that he didn't know.
Gotcha.
And with that, we'll go back, and it looks like we've been joined by Christy.
Let me ask you this. Are you going to kill us all?
Well, I don't plan to. I've accidentally aimed and tried with other people before. I don't mean
Christy,
to.
Christy, you are muted yourself. I can't unmute you.
Then you're not bad. I like you, Mr. Bugbear. I think you're cool.
That's interesting.
You aren't server muted. You are
personally muted.
Try restarting Discord.
Yeah.
Remember, John, we were having this problem earlier.
That's a very different thing. If
I'm guessing you have the same problem as me. It was like Discord app. You can't hear anyone, but they can all hear you.
But it's
beginning to look like Christmas. Just restart Discord. Unmute.
It's already happened.
Yeah, try closing down Discord and then
or resetting it back the voice up settings.
Oh, you have. Restart. And Chrome. Move.
Whilst we're trying to get a voice chat to work, following Underscum, there is going to be a quick glance in these minecarts, because like if we're going to run out, I want to see if there's anything we're leaving behind.
We're still stuck in mute.
Try restarting Discord.
Check your cookies.
And yeah, they could be very tasty and they could calm you down while you're trying to fix this.
Shut up. You know what I mean, Ben.
I know. I just like playing.
I had an issue once where for some reason all of my permissions on Discord got turned off. So, like, I couldn't use it, essentially, because none of the voice options worked, none of the video options worked, and then I went in and I found out that, I don't know what happened, it was like a Firefox update, and it turned off all my permissions.
We can hear you, or something.
I hear something.
Well, you've unmuted.
There's something coming from that side, you're no longer muted.
There we go. For some reason, I just went into a completely different like server and tried unmuting and typing, and it sorted itself out. What? So I don't know. I was like, let's hop into the hub server.
Right, so we were on a heroic battle to try and find secrets, right? Yes, I am now free to carry on running.
It's Underscum. Underscum can take a beating. I'm not running after him. I'm checking my carts on the way out and looking for Wall. I know my priorities. If Underscum gets himself destroyed acting like Vaisin, it's not his fault.
Okay. I'm
not acting like Vaisin. If anything, Vaisin acts like me.
So, to bring you into this moment, Christy, you've had a number of fights with the undead and have dropped down into a new corridor Underscum has cleaned a dwarven altar to Dumathoin, the keeper of secrets under the mountain. And his eyes are now glowing golden, and he claims to be able to see secrets.
Oh, brilliant. Is it shiny? Is it a relic?
It's in his eyes.
The altar itself is a 3-foot-tall stone. Might be a little difficult to take with you.
It's shiny.
Not impossible.
Yeah. If somebody's willing.
Shiny eyes. Let's just send it to my husband in another dimension.
You can take his shiny eyes with you, but they're attached to Underscum. I think he might like them.
You're not taking my eyes away whilst I still have skelly hands.
I mean, we could turn them into magic items. Got a hand of Beck, and we could have the eyes of Underscum.
Vason, roll me a perception check.
Perception.
This is slowly turning into a very different reason why Underscum is running.
That is a 17.
Meanwhile, Haleth has started to take off down the tunnel that Underscum has gone down, saying that they need to go this way, and if you want to, you should follow.
Lots happening at once.
Out running and out, you get in the right direction. Oh, we're not paused anymore.
What was the result at 17?
I will tell you in a moment.
Okay. Just to check, go. You ran east, didn't you?
Yeah, Roll ran in the opposite direction. We ran this way.
This is inconvenient.
Isn't it always with us?
Hold on, I need to verify something. Wold is the one in the wheelchair, right?
Yes.
And he's not running anywhere.
I mean, he's rolling.
Rolling down.
Rolling at pace.
Semantics.
Can be considered a form of running.
Yeah.
Rolling down.
Plus, I think spider climb's still active, so it's sort of, I'm guessing it's got like spider legs at the moment.
Yeah. I presume that like when it was cast, it like activated something in his chair and like spider legs popped out. So technically, like, the chair is.
It's like little.
That is cool.
You know the bit in Spider-Man where like the little spider hairs come out of his fingers? They're just coming out of the wheels at the moment.
Mm-hmm. That's an amazing spell. Oh, this transmutes his wheelchair. It's amazing.
I'm like, oh god, that my wheelchair's got spiders.
Transmutation into spider, and it just turns into thousands of spiders, and you just slips out on the floor.
So I was like, oh no, shit!
Wait, Smitty, have you
stolen my gun?
Smitty, have you seen the message that I sent you in the chat?
I have, and no, I wasn't trying to be sneaky about it.
Okay,
I just wasn't telling anybody what I picked up.
Vason, you look through the. Some of the overturned minecarts, and you notice in one of them there appears to have recently been something that's not there anymore. Sort of, you notice like the gap in the dust and the collected sort of gravel and things. There is like a space where something was. Toya.
Yeah.
Underscum has run off in one direction with Haleth and Ick following. Wohl has rolled off at great speed in the other direction, having been
spooked.
Upset by the fact that Underscum can see secrets. Where is Toya going?
Toya's gonna follow Wohl because she has some secrets too.
Okay.
Bounding moment.
And where's everybody else going?
I'm guessing I'm gonna go for healing purposes.
I'm gonna.
Well, who are you following? Because the group is currently splitting up.
Who needs healing? Who's the most squishy?
Me.
Underscum is the one is the one who's running after Haleth, though, into what is almost certainly a fight.
Yeah, I must admit, I did wonder about running after Underscum.
Okay, because... we'll take you after Underscum.
There's sort of just this moment. I've seen there's a hole in the... There's an empty space in the cart. I can see Nefira standing right next to it. There's just sort of an unknowing look.
Nervous sweating.
Later, you go after Underscum, and I go after Wall.
Alright, fine.
Okay.
Don't mind, you can't have it.
Oh, there you are.
If we're splitting the group... We're going to go after the group of Underscum first.
Cool.
So, Underscum's group, carry on moving.
run. Look, secret skeletons.
Why is there a skeleton barricade?
Okay.
Oh, no.
There is a 8-foot-high thick wall of hobgoblin skeletons and rusted armor, leaving a 2-foot gap between the top of the wall and the ceiling.
Oh, I want to be there so bad.
Well, that's interesting. Carry on. Run.
Understand, the wall is very interesting. Who puts hobgoblin corpses on a wall?
Collector.
But why a wall in the middle of a dungeon?
Because he didn't have enough room in his bedchamber.
This way.
Okay. Right, Kevin, run. Oh, I know how Tom Cruise feels. Run. For
goodness sake.
I am worried for all of you. One, because this is a lot of cardio. And two, because...
Rule one, cardio. run. Underscore, you slow down.
Oh my god, please tell me this doesn't work. I'm so fast.
You can see as I run.
Okay, stop there, Underscum.
Into sea alone, there's a thing. I can see.
Through walls, apparently.
Gotta go fast.
Okay.
Gotta go faster.
Underscum. As the rest of the group sort of pant to catch up with you, with the exception of Haleth, who doesn't breathe, and he's sort of walking in the Terminator style, like, boom, 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 you round the corner to see a fight in progress. You see in front of you a human in armor, wielding a... wielding a greatsword, fighting against two creatures with a large singular eye. Underscum, you know these are Nothics.
Yep.
As well as a large insectoid creature wielding a large trident in two of its four arms. Three dead Nothics lie on the ground with wounds from the greatsword. This whole scene is lit up by the dropped lantern in the middle of the room that the human was carrying at one point, now dropped to allow him to fight fully with the two-handed weapon of his greatsword.
Right.
And surrounding them are carts of glittering heaped ores.
Interesting.
What do you do?
I pretty much bellow out, "Hold on!" Right. Now, before we get involved, what's going on here?
They aren't stopping. The fight is still happening.
You know, it's so much easier if someone would tell me what's going on here.
I can tell you. Palace found a murder someone.
You. Look, I've dealt with you. I know you talk funny, you talk in our heads, but can you at least let me know what's going on? You seem to be out the fight at the moment.
Haleth rounds the corner and looks at the human and just starts to walk towards the group.
Well, I'm guessing you know them?
Yes, that is Rex. I will have my revenge on them.
Oh, okay. What the Nothics or Rex?
On Rex.
Okay, fighting on the Nothic side. Gotcha.
And we are gonna roll for initiatives.
What first place the heck have you found on the skin?
Split the party, first thing that happens, fight.
Hey, you know that awesome initiative I rolled earlier?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Wow.
Nuri, do you want to roll initiative?
Yeah, I'll be right with you. I've just got to put mark something.
Cool.
For later. And if Foundry will load, because it doesn't like me.
Oh, that's always fun.
No, it does not like me. Let's load it.
Rex the Hammer.
I do find it disappointing he's called Rex the Hammer and he's using a greatsword.
It's a nickname.
It's a very misleading nickname, I approve.
He's like Captain Hammer, so he's not the sword's not the hammer.
He's hit him all with the flat of the sword.
Yeah, the hammer's in his toolbox. Doesn't carry it with him everywhere, but you know, he likes to fix everything with a hammer.
Really? No one's going to use the hammer and nail joke?
He can hammer me nail if he wants to. Can I ask something here quick? While we're waiting, for the sake of my bardic inspiration and rages, how many have I actually used according to your sheet, John?
I maybe haven't ticked them off, because apparently you've got all of them. You definitely have all of the bardic inspirations.
Okay.
Because I've not used those.
And how about rages?
I say knock down one.
Okay. So I'm down just one off and I've got two.
Yes.
Okay, I'm happy with that. Lovely, Javi.
Yeah, Foundry just restarted itself. I didn't even do anything. It just restarted itself.
Interesting.
And it's still not loading. It was on the screen, you know, when it says, you know, it has your character up and choose your colour. Dice and what have you. And I clicked OK. And then it just restarted itself. The whole page went blank.
Oh, great.
And started to reload. So.
Would you like me to just roll this initiative for you?
Yeah, although I seem to be able to press the thingy buttons. What dice is it?
D20.
D20, because I've got... See if anything comes through. No, I don't want three. No.
Oh, that
Go
was
away.
Not
Go
a great away. Initiative roll.
I don't know what's happening. No. I can press the dice, but it won't let me, like, send it into the...
It just came through.
All right, it might come through like 7 times.
I'll keep the initiative I rolled because it was 1 better. And we'll...
Yeah, but I've still got no actual like tabletop up. I've just got black. Foundry does not like.
If we start the combat, maybe it'll have restarted by the time it gets to your turn.
Okay, I'm in a room. I can't move the map, so we'll leave it there. Just carry on.
Okay.
No, you're not done yet. Calypso, leave Dick alone.
The Nothic will move up behind Rex. And makes 2 claw attacks with advantage. Do they both hit? They must both hit. One of them hits.
Wow.
And he had how much health left? Cool.
Julie is just following Wall, suddenly going, I feel like I'm missing violence.
And now you're just going to go and look at a painting.
Ick rounds the corner, aims a crossbow, and just sort of looks to Underscum to see who he should shoot.
I point at Rex.
He aims, he fires, and it just shines off the armor the man's wearing. Rex is going to move to here. I'm going to move the map down so that we can see this on the stream and turn
that,
off.
That's a good idea there, John. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work great when you guys split the party and it tries to keep everybody in the shot.
I know, well, that's why we like to have anything. Fun.
We're not doing anything, John, so just put them in the shot for now.
Yeah, but that's easily enough for me to think that thing, but I've got to actually then do it because I've got a plug-in that automatically...
Yeah. Foundry doesn't want him to do that. Foundry wants to keep everyone on his feet.
Rex steps forward and brings his great sword into...
He pulls the hammer.
He swings it in a wide arc and tries to hit all 3 of the combatants with it. Not with that roll, he doesn't. But those 2 do collide with a Nothic each. And that is... many damage. And also much damage.
Ooh, don't do that.
The Nothic here is going to just try and swing with its claws. One hit. Underscum.
Right. I am going to charge in, rage up, and grapple him.
Okay.
So, with a rage, then going in there. That'd be an athletics against his athletics, wouldn't it?
That would be an athletics against... his athletics. But you have advantage.
I do. Roly, roly, roly.
Well,
so that's 29 for him to beat.
He rolled a nat 1, so no.
So yeah, pretty much grab hold of him. Grapple
he
him.
He tricked into your arms.
He tried to break away, he just broke in closer. Nice. Very cute.
The Mezzalos.
There's nothing else I could really do, so.
The Mezaloth looks round and just like tries to work out in the heat of this battle if this new group of people is running in to help Rex or not, and so just moves up to Haleth. If you wish to underscum, you can take an attack of opportunity, and Rex will attempt to as well.
I'm not going to take an attack of opportunity.
Well, Rex did. And apparently can roll either 20s or 1s and not much in between.
You weren't kidding.
Oh, you really weren't.
It's either all or nothing.
Apparently he's rolling a coin. I don't know what he's doing.
On a 4d6, he rolled 3 ones.
3 ones and a 2.
How? Wow. Do not play Warhammer, for the love of God.
I've played Warhammer.
But with that kind of luck, you'd never win.
I didn't.
This is why you take Great Weapon Master, because then those ones become anything but a 1.
Oh,
Nefira.
Right. Okay, so that's a big scary...
Oh, actually, sorry, no. The Mezaloth had a turn. Sorry. Let me remember whose turn it was. He got critted trying to get to Haleth. So let's see
what
if he can...
What is a Mezaloth?
It's an insectoid demonic creature.
Oh, yay.
Two hits against Haleth, 18 points of damage, and he just kind of vaguely winces but sort of keeps walking forward, a trident embedded in his side.
Show off!
Nuri.
You missed me.
Yes, no, Nefira! Sorry. Nefira, it is your go.
Alrighty then. I'm going to draw out the magical fancy rapier.
Okay.
And I'm going to go... can I get... Yeah, so I can get some flanking going on with this Mezaloth. Fantastic. And you know what? I'm going to smack it, but I'm also going to add in a branding smite to this.
More fancy.
I know. Well, let's face it, I have 1 pack slot left today and might as well use it. What's the worst that could happen? Cool. Oh, I can roll a natural 20.
Well, I mean, you are at advantage, but I don't think you can do better than that, so...
Try. You can do it.
I just went kaboom, and my dog jumped off my lap. He got scared. I'm so sorry, Greta.
All right, so... total 18 points of... is it doing hexblade? Well, I'm not doing hexblade.
That's 9 and 6.
Yeah, so it should be 15 points of piercing damage. And then the branding smite. Ho-ho! 21 points of radiant damage.
Is that also with a critical?
That is with the critical die. It's 6d6. It's 3d6 normally. Yes. I found a way of making short D&D Beyond rolls crits.
Well, that's a lot of damage. The Mezaloth is not looking happy after this branding smite. Remind me what else branding smite does.
Right. The weapon gleams, deals radiant damage to the target, which becomes visible if it is invisible. Target sheds dim light in a 5-foot radius and can't become... invisible until the spell ends.
Okay.
It is concentration, though, unfortunately, so I'm making sure he's lit up like a nice shiny beacon.
He starts to glow. And now it is Nuri's turn.
Foundry's not working, so... does anybody need healing, first of all?
Underscum's down by about 15 points of health. Nefira's got 2 points of damage taken, so he's probably okay for the moment. but if you move up and heal Underscum, I think he'd appreciate it.
I'll do that, and I'll do healing word. I can't. Under is just black, so I can't like look at my sheet. So healing word level 3.
Healing word. Yeah, level 3 we can do. You've got two level 3 healing spell slots left, not healing slots.
Yeah.
So that's 14 points of healing to Underscum.
So again, how many?
14.
14. I was about to say, 40, that's amazing.
Would you like to use a... because you've got a... crossbow. Would you like to use your crossbow as your action?
Yep.
Against one of the Nothics or Rex or the Mezaloth?
One of the Nothics. Like I say, I've got a black screen, so I can't even see where they are on the map or anything, so...
Well, pick top or bottom.
I don't even know what we're fighting. Top.
Top. Well, that'll hit, and that's a little bit of damage, but ever a little helps.
Hey, my brain broke, and I'm not sure who's having problems with Foundry right now.
Steam Chew is.
Yeah.
Okay, Steam Chew. Start up Twitch, turn the sound off, and watch the Twitch stream. It's only a couple minutes behind. You'll be able to see what's going on.
Yeah, and stay on Discord. I have the Twitch stream up as well. I always have it up anyway.
Oh, okay, well then...
I can't...
Hello.
No, but John can control your token if you just tell him what you want it to do.
Yeah.
He does it for me all the time.
Halif walks forward, completely ignoring the Mezaloth, who swings with its claws. And does that hit? Who swings ineffectually with its claws towards Halith as she just walks up to Rex, who is being held at the moment by Underscum, pulls a fist back and slams it into the plate of his plate armor, and deals 20 points of damage to him.
Damn.
And he goes limp in Underscum's hands.
Oh.
As he just pulls a fist back out of Rex.
You know what? I think that was easier than I was expecting.
However, the Nothics and the Mezaloth haven't quite... aren't giving up the fight, because they're still defending their home. And so this Nothic is going to step forward and attack... what does this do?
Oh, no. These are not good questions.
What does this button do?
Nothic's IB.
The Nothic doesn't take a step forward.
Oh no.
Looks at Haleth. And Haleth makes a constitution saving throw. And does. So that's fine. Ick is going to launch a crossbow bolt at the Mezaloth. That'll hit. Where was that roll last turn, Ick? Come on. That's 4 points of damage, and the Mezaloth collapses in front of Nefira.
I've got to respect the chutzpah of Ick trying to show Haleth up.
This Nothic is going to rush forward, waving its claws wildly into Underscum. That is a 12 and a natural 20 to hit. So that is 10 points of slashing damage, halved to 5.
Okay.
And then it is Underscum's turn.
I pretty much want to grapple him and sort of look him dead in the eye and say, it's over. He's gone. He's all we wanted.
Okay. Roll me a... Well, let's do the... No, not the token. Don't give me the token. Roll me an athletics check with advantage to begin with.
Okay, so that is...
Well, you grab him.
Yeah, pretty much just looking him straight in the eye, because that's how I know that the other ones talk. Or started to talk, anyway. I don't know. I mean, I now know they talk.
Roll me an intimidate check. Or persuasion.
I'm going to go persuasion. I'm not trying to intimidate them.
Okay.
And that would be normal, wouldn't it?
That would be at normal, yes.
Ooh, that's seven.
They hear what you're saying, but they're not convinced. On the Mezaloth's turn, it's apparently going to think it still has hit points, which is unusual. Because it's dead. Nefira.
Alrighty then. So we're really being friends with the Nothic and horrible beasties.
Underscum is trying but hasn't managed to convince them yet.
Underscum, I don't think you are going to convince them. I think they're a bit too simple.
No, trust me, if they were too simple, they would have agreed by now.
I suppose there's a catch 22. But I shall Eldritch Blast Nothic number 6.
Okay.
So the first one is a 16 to hit.
That is a hit.
Fantastic. Takes 7 points of force damage.
I will.
And the second one is a 14 to hit.
That is not a hit.
Oh, how dare you.
That one just misses as the Nothic just sort of steps slightly to the side as the second spider web just explodes against the back wall of the room.
Awesome, and I shall move forward and make sure that Haleth has a bit of cover.
Okay. Nuri, what would you like to do?
I will fire the crossbow again, first of all.
Okay.
Do that as well. Thank you.
That misses, unfortunately. The crossbow bolt just crashes off one of the minecarts in the room.
Right, and I can do healing word again on someone. So, like.
Possibly Underscum again, but you probably want to only do it at first level.
Yeah, I was going to suggest first level just to top up. Either that or unless I can do Bless. Do I have Bless?
You do have Bless, but that's an action.
Yeah.
Healing Word would be bonus crossbow. Action.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
So, first level Bless, first level Healing Word. Okay. That's 7 points of healing to Underscum.
Thank you. Take me out to full heal.
I go on D&D and beyond. I should have a... out for Nuri.
Haleth walks over to a backpack laying next to one of the minecarts and just sort of rips it open not caring to like open the thing, just sort of tears it apart in the middle and pulls out a golden symbol. It appears to be a coin from where you're stood, Nefira.
Interesting.
The Nothic that you Eldritch Blast is going to step forward and swing its claws at you. So Nefira, that is a 23 and an 8.
23 hits, the 8 misses.
That is 9 points of slashing damage.
Ow.
And then Ick will move slightly further into the room and fire a crossbow bolt at the Nothic you are fighting, Nefira. That is a 20 to hit. That hits. And the crossbow bolt flings into the Nothic, but it's not down yet. The Nothic you are grappling, Underscum, is going to try and attack you with its claws.
Okay.
16 to hit.
16 is my armor class, so yep.
That is 5 points of slashing damage reduced to 2.
Right.
And the first swing just kind of goes wildly wide. And then right. It is your turn again.
I would like to push him prone.
Okay.
Point one. And if I'm able to effectively yell into his face now, I'm aiming intimidation. Are you aiming to die? We are telling you to lay down and rest. You can survive.
Okay. Roll me a athletics check with advantage. And are you proficient with intimidation?
I am proficient with intimidation. Oh, no, sorry, hold on. Yes, I am proficient with intimidation. So it's 29 for the athletics.
I'm not going to bother rolling because he can't beat that. You push the Nothic to the ground. And then if you want to roll me intimidation, if it's better, you can use your strength bonus instead of your charisma bonus.
Let's see. Well, my strength bonus is... So I'm plus 4 for strength bonus, so I suppose I could. Yeah, when it comes down to it, I probably will, so...
So whatever you roll, we'll add 2 to.
So adding 2, that takes up to a dirty 20.
Okay. You roar into the face of this Nothic that you aren't trying to... You aren't looking to kill it. And the Nothic just sort of looks back up to you. And you feel a voice in the back of your head, Underscum.
We're just trying to head back. He attack.
I understand. We are not your enemy here. At least we don't need to be, if you just relax. I know there are good of you. They think that you are monsters. Trust me, look at my face. I know what it means to be fought as a monster. But you do not have to fear us. I promise you that if you lay down your arms.
You big scary, we listen.
Good. I'll pretty much yell back to the others. We don't have to fight them anymore. They won't harm you. As I release him and stand up straight again.
He remains on the ground where you put him.
I do put down a hand to help him up if he chooses.
Oh.
he will sort of adjust himself to be in a more comfortable position on the ground where you put him, and then looks up to see the hand you're offering and takes it.
And help him up to his feet.
The other Nothic just sort of backs away.
They mean us no harm. They came across that one in other circumstances, that's all. They didn't know what was going on. Only one of us could have been caught in that.
I mean, to be completely honest and say, I think all of us were just caught in that in the moment.
Haleth sort of stands up from the remnants of this backpack, its contents strewn on the ground now, with this golden coin in hand, and just looks at you both, looks at all of you in the room, and just, this is what I came for. I think I can be at peace now.
Do we need to do anything? Do we need to bury you, or...
I don't know.
No.
Do what feels right. In here, the stonework will make it difficult.
But you're still talking and chattering.
I was expecting you to fade away if we said, like, go in peace.
He walks to the corner of the room and just sort of clutches the golden coin to his hand, to his heart. Be careful. Don't fall as my friends fell.
Yes, you worry about resting in the other place.
He sort of starts turning to dust.
Nuri, you're good with the words and the religy. Can you say or do anything for help them pass away?
I can have a look. I think it's more raising the dead than.
Well, no, you know, we don't want to do that.
I've
just gone to rest,
mean.
But I didn't know if maybe you knew a prayer or a word, or just nice words. I don't know. I thought for healing.
Okay, she can say something over it. She can say.
As her last turning to dust, I'll reach into my pack and pull out two copper coins and. Your payment to the ferryman to cross the river.
Thank you.
Rub a dub dub. Thanks for the grub.
I won't lie, I'm so annoyed. If
this disappears, I'll stay on.
I'm so annoyed I'm not there.
As Haleth finishes turning to dust, there's a as the coin they were holding drops to the ground, and you can see now that it's a golden coin, it's a golden coin with the profile of a stern-faced female upon it. And anyone...
Human? Thing?
Human.
Not the dragon?
Human female. Anyone in the room... proficient in religion checks. Nuri would know.
We can roll a religion check.
Not me. That's fine.
Nuri.
Gold coin not concern me. Rest the pack concerns me.
You would know that this gold coin is the holy symbol of Joaquin, the goddess of merchants.
That's the one that abandoned him. Mm. Spoke to us about that before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In any case, I'll take the coin and I'll ping it over to Nori. And there you go, another trinket for your collection.
Woohoo!
Meanwhile, if I move the map slightly to the north. Meanwhile, and a little while ago.
Wait, where's Wall gone?
Jump cut.
Oh, there.
Wall and who's going here? Vason and Toya chase after Wall. And just as the smooth stone passageway turns into rough soil and starts to become more of a natural tunnel, I assume that Wall's still here. Are you with us, goat?
I forgot I'm muted, but I'm back now. Yeah, Waller's has just kind of stopped where it's become rough terrain.
It's okay, but it's okay. I don't think you've got anything to worry about.
Just like looks at Toya. Yes, I don't have anything to worry about. I was just looking at this fine stonework.
Same here. No secrets at all. Just wanted to check out what was going on this side, since they were all going in that direction, you know? No secrets. Nothing. I mean, I already told you guys what happened. It's not like there's anything else. Right? Yeah. No, we're fine. We're cool. You're cool. I'm cool. We're cool.
I
need to apologize.
I don't feel that you need the role, Vason.
Yeah. No, that was supposed to be a comment.
But you get the feeling there might be more secrets. I don't know. It's just a crazy feeling that you have.
I swear to God, between the pair of you, I'm going to be opening a little buddy. This is mostly in his head. This is in his head. Like, I'm going to be opening a hostel for secretive player characters.
But...
do you have mysterious connections with death, horrifying beings from beyond, or, you know, stuff you're just generally trying to hide? Welcome to Vason's House of Mysteries.
House of
your mysteries stay mysteries. Right.
But, Wool, I feel like I do owe you an apology.
Why?
Well, you were really adamant about leaving that guy alive. And I don't think... Damn.
Zintai.
Sorry about that.
Toya's allergic to cat hair. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, no, right. And I don't think I explained to you properly why killing him off wasn't the same to me as it is to someone like you. But I think, obviously, now that you know about who my clan and I worshipped and everything, maybe you understand a little better, but I also understand that I should have been a bit more fair to you, and so I wanted to apologize for just that whole debacle.
Just kind of slow nods, like, yeah, I definitely was in the room when you explained that.
It's death isn't the same for us. It's not something to fear or be afraid of, you know. And
yeah, I know. I'm not ready for this conversation, though, so I'm going to go and look at the altar. It looks kind of cool.
Oh, no, I was just going to apologize, but okay.
Basically just sort of like pats Troy on the shoulder. It's like... It's not a you thing. It's a him thing.
I guess? I just don't want him to not like me. Because we're obviously traveling together.
I'll make sure they're okay. You might want to go make sure that the rest of them are okay.
Yeah, I have a vague feeling that I'm missing violence.
I have heard of that ability amongst barbarians. Sense violence.
Danger sense, some may say.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm missing out on something really cool, and usually something really cool is violence.
Well, we'll try and catch up with you as soon as everything's chill.
Okay, enjoy your painting.
Yes, painting.
Toya heads off to find the rest of the group. While meanwhile, at the altar, Faisin's House of Mysteries reconvenes.
The House of Mysteries! Woo!
Immediately get gravity falls in my head there.
No, he's like near the altar, he's avoiding the altar. He's like, I'm not gonna touch that thing.
I won't lie, I'll admit I'm tempted because I want glowy eyes too.
I mean, I wouldn't touch it, it's more that like, I don't know if I touch stuff like that, if it like is bad for me, because you know, like smite and everything, it's, you know.
I imagine that's not fun.
So I avoid it, just in case. I might get like a rash, I don't want that.
Basin does just sort of like tap it just to check.
It's a solid stone item.
No, stop.
Oh, whatever's going on, it's probably fine now. But for, if it makes you feel any better, from what I could tell, it looks like whatever Underscum's eyes are doing, it was about the place, not the people in it.
Hopefully, I just worried it was true sight, you know.
I thought that thing helped with true sight. Or was that the one thing to get past it?
No, it doesn't help with true sight. I don't think, at least. And I haven't checked. I feel like it wouldn't, because I don't look like this. So. But I'm not going to test that theory. And, yeah. I don't really want anyone else to know right now.
No, that's fair.
I don't really want anyone to know, period, but here we are.
Shh. Stop. Oh shit, sorry.
Stop having an emotional moment. Stop.
Stop it.
No, I'm trying to clip my dog's hair and he keeps moving and I don't want to cut him.
Oh.
It's gonna be the best stop I've heard in a while.
Okay. Ooh, back in the room. You never did. I expect that lot will be fine.
I almost cut. Stop it.
Can you please put yourself on mute?
If you're going to be doing dog stuff to Angel?
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, like, you never really explained it all before. At least, not in huge detail.
No, I know.
Like, no pressure if you don't want to.
Hang on a minute. I got a better idea than just Angel muting for this.
We could escape! Like, no, I didn't explain everything, but it's a lot, you know.
Jason sort of plops himself on the floor next to a wall.
Well, I'll give you head pats, but I won't. It's like, oh, you're a head pat height. I'm always a head pat height. I feel tall. It's like, well, I grew up in the city, and I always really wanted to, you know, be an artificer. Right? I managed to actually get an apprenticeship and everything, and you know, I was a reckless kid, and one day I took some friends out in the woods hunting, and I didn't bother installing a safety on one of my friend's guns, and Well, it misfired and it got me, and everyone thought that I died there, and I think I did, but then I didn't, and everything was different, and I my legs were messed up, and I'm like always hungry, and I hear this voice, and she's so scary, and I don't know what I am anymore. So I left and I went to Luskan to try and like fix everything, and it didn't work. So I just came back and I'm trying, and I don't know what I am, and everything's confusing, and I
just big old hug. There's not even like a like just literally just stands up midstream, big hug.
Oh, and a hug back. And he did that. But I think with all the I kill dead things stuff, it's kind of going to stress me out, because I'm technically, you know, I should be dead. Like, I really should be dead.
And you're not.
Yeah, and like, I'm not. But doesn't that make me undead? Like, I don't know what the rules are. And, you know, I
mean, resurrections happened before. It's not unheard of.
I don't think I've been resurrected, though. I think I'm different.
Do you have any idea what you are? Like, have you looked into it?
I've tried, but something demonic, I think. Something
that would track with what I get.
Yeah, and something created by the old gods, but I haven't really done that much research into it, because there's hardly any information about what I am. It's whatever it is, they're like, no one's researched them. They're so rare. And so I don't know, and I don't really want to be asking, because then people might get suspicious. And, I don't want that.
Hey, it'll be okay.
Hmm.
What we can do, it's definitely, this is not the right place to do it.
Yeah.
Next time on the surface, we could do a communion or like contacting ceremony, or like at least try and identify where that voice comes from.
Maybe.
Like, John, is there anything I would be able to roll to sort of try and see if there's anything of this that clocks, even if it's just a mistaken similarity?
Oh, that's a very good question.
That is a very good question.
I have no proficiency in any of the roles.
Yeah,
I
you have none of either. The useful things for this.
Yep.
You could try a religion or an arcana to see if you've happened to have read about something like this.
In case it would be religion. So, it's 17.
You've heard a lot of stories about people having voices in their heads. Possession. Warlocks sometimes have a patron that speaks to them. Some people claim the gods speak to them, and in some cases this is verified and backed up. In other cases, powerful fey creatures talk across the plains to people. Demonic entities can possess people, and typically if they possess someone, they take control. And Ben has redeemed a stretch, so I'm just going to do that real quick.
We all have to stretch now.
if a demon was maybe building in strength, they might sort of try to hide away somewhere. You've heard of stories of corrupted magical weapons being granted sentience, either from sort of a demonic entity being locked within it, or some other form of sentience being summoned from elsewhere, and that can cause the sentience to talk into somebody's head. There's quite a lot of if you're looking down the line of things that cause people to hear voices in their heads. It's a very open-ended.
Does any of that overlap with that mention of old gods?
Again, warlocks. A lot of warlocks claim to have the powers of the elder gods, or things from beyond the stars, or that which man was not meant to know. Sometimes it is that, other times it is demonic entities claiming to be that, because that's better than being a demon.
True.
If you're trying to give somebody power, you know, people are more likely to accept it from somebody saying, I'm an old god, I'm a thing that man's not meant to know about, rather than, I'm a demonic creature, sell me your soul. Sometimes that works, but a lot of times it's a hard sell.
I think Mason's just going to be quiet for a moment. Do the nearest thing to a thinking face Mason can pull off.
You're like pushing your scales down in the middle of your head. You're like,
Yeah. Full, sweeping the glasses back.
Well, you
without
can,
glasses.
You can almost hear the cogs turning in there.
Considering there's like the steampunk room next door, I could probably actually hear some cogs turning like Mason. Thank you.
So you know how when someone hits me, they can be thrown across the room?
Yeah.
I have no idea why that works, why that happens.
Huh.
The nearest thing I was told at the monastery was something to do with gem dragons. Because it's definitely not a bronze thing. Like, I mean, look at me. I've got like, I'm practically picture perfect for bronze dragonborn. Like, if there's a gem dragon in my bloodline, no one in the monastery knows of it. So, I kind of get the idea of having something about yourself you don't understand. It's not the same. I'm not going to pretend it's the same, because this is just an aspect of who I am, and this is something that seems to have been put on you. So I'm not going to pretend it's the same. But what I can promise you is you've proven to me, at least, that you define who you are. And you define yourself as someone who helps people. And frankly, if anyone's going to try and stop you from doing that, they're going to find this sword in their neck. But what I can promise that is slightly less threatening to kill people for you is trying to find out what that voice is, and we can spend some time on the surface. Ideally, we probably set up a ritual and I can try and commune.
That might be a good idea.
What's going on there? It might be a bit nasty, because you might have to take that charm off for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the consequences of that will be. But if I can... if there's something in you, it may make itself known. If there's something talking to you, sort of like a warlock, maybe? like maybe a similar relationship to that. Maybe that'll unveil itself. And it might not be a bad thing. I mean, it's got you alive. I mean, yeah. This quickly goes to check Wolf's pulse. This is something he's never actually thought to check before.
I don't know if I'd have a pulse. I think I wouldn't have a pulse.
Oh, I imagine it'd be a slow pulse.
Let's say it's...
There's a...
So, from what little I know of undead, they don't have any pulse. Frankly, you've got the pulse an athlete would be envious of. So, I think we can rule out that one. But... I won't tell anyone. When we're next up at the service, we'll do that little ritual to check. And if anything comes out that's nasty, we'll deal with it.
Okay. Thanks.
Plus, I know you might not want to hear it. You're in a group of people who could probably empathize. I mean, look at Underscum. Like, I don't think you were there because you were helping the goblins with the woodwork. Such a sentence.
I'm so proud of what they made. So proud.
Right, please, sir. But, like, you've seen how he hates Drow.
Yeah.
I think the root of that is what the Drow made him do and how it made him see himself. It's why I think he doesn't like killing. And it's not so much why I think, it's basically said as much. So, if you're in a group with anyone who sort of defies their nature or the role they're being given, you've got the friends who are there with you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's your call on who you want to tell, but I don't think you're alone.
Yeah. Thanks.
Heck, and if you're worrying about undead, we run around with a revenant.
Yeah, true. I mean, oh, that's cool. I like Kala. I hope I get to see them before.
Oops.
I hope they're doing okay now and haven't turned dust in a different room.
Oopsie doodles.
Oh dear.
We should probably check on them because Halath went kind of almost as wild as Underscum.
Yeah, we should maybe go. We can talk about this later, but thank you for everything. Let's go and find the others before Halaths.
Yeah. Vason gives Wall another quick hug.
I'm hugging you back.
I don't actually know what's more comfortable, well, being pushed or rolling side by side.
Rolling side by side, that's good. I mean, I think I do have like handles on my chair, but they are quite low down.
Cool.
So you start to head back from the altar to try and find the rest of your party as they headed off into the distance, and I'm going to move Rogue back and say, Wall, as you're rolling along, you just hear a little voice in the side of your head.
If you're curious, you could just ask, sweetie.
Ow! Fuck off, Mum. Fuck off. I don't say that. Wall sweats. He sweats.
Toya,
look at these hobgoblins.
You run round the corner.
Hobgoblin, why am I on a different screen now accidentally? Hobgoblins, amazing, this is so good. Well, oh my god, they're dead. Why do I think they'd be alive? Everything's dead down here. Fucking hell. I'm going backwards for some reason. No, I'm not. I'm having a day.
Toya, you eventually round a corner into a room and find the rest of your party along with two Nothics. And then several minutes later,
Head north from there, Vason.
I'm just following like the obvious trail of footsteps. That I definitely can see.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm erasing you. Am I gonna win?
You turn. You all turn a corner into a room. You find four large mine carts filled with glittering copper ore, along with the rest of your party.
There is a moment where Vasa just yanks Scale Edge out.
Two Nothics.
Hey, whoa. Hey. No need for that.
Why are there two Nothics chilling with you?
Well,
I'm just going to have a fight with the. Are you not surprised by this?
The Nothics are friendly when it comes down to it. They only really fight if they feel like they're threatened or needed to.
Big Scary say he kill if we don't stop fight. We stop fight, he no kill.
Exactly, you see. Very down to earth and full of logic. They know exactly what's going on. I've dealt with many of these from the village. So, you know.
Vason's just going to sort of put his sword away slowly. Something's not right.
They didn't intend to get into a fight. We happened to come here when they were in a fight. We took out the other, the real bad guy, accidentally killed one of their parties. Sorry about that, by the way. And when it comes down to it, now everything's under the right understanding. They're going to carry on their way, because apparently that's how they got trapped down here for a bit. And we're going to carry on our way, aren't we?
Okay.
We go our way.
Okay. Fair?
What's in the adventuring kit over here?
Okay,
by the way?
So the rest of the bag, Nefira, contains a silvered short sword,
ooh,
a 30-foot long coil of hempen rope, 2 days' worth of rations. A flask of oil. A pouch. Ooh. A pouch containing 13 gold pieces. And a potion of healing. You can also obtain an oil lantern, which rests on the ground in the middle of the room.
Somewhere I had some rations. Where did they go?
Walt's gonna have a look around, be like, where's Halath?
Well.
Ah, yes.
You see around about here a human on the ground with a large fist mark in the plate of their breastplate, dented in so much that it actually tears and their flesh lays open as well. They are laying on the ground face up.
Huh.
Halif's resting now.
Damn it, I knew I missed violence. Fuck.
Oh,
with a guy on the floor with a great big hole in him. Can we investigate and see if they've got anything on them?
Well, you can also get a great sword.
Would anyone like a great sword that isn't that great because it didn't really protect him?
It'll sell for something.
Is it better than the sword that I have, John?
No.
Okay, then I don't want it.
Yours is magic. This is just a normal great sword.
Cool. I have a magic sword.
This one's made of metal.
What's gonna... There was like one other one of these one eyeball things, the dead one, right?
There's a mezzaloth. No, it's actually sort of turned into a black sludge at this point.
I was like, ah, Ica, here, here. Roll away from the Ica. No offense, but ew.
Wait, where did Halith? Okay, where's Halith's remains?
Halith dusted over here.
Oh. So, Vason sort of like, he has like a pouch that doesn't really have anything in it, sort of dusts it clean to make sure there's nothing else in there, and starts just sweeping Haleth into it. Because it's the only container he has that is in his backpack and a water skin.
Okay.
It seems the right thing to do, to, you know, put his ashes somewhere where he would want them to be.
You collect the remains of Haleth.
Oh, that's a weird sentence to have. I'm trying to add notes to my pouch, but I don't know how to do that in this tool. Oh wait, that's how I do it. Cool. Currently contains Haleth's ashes. Cool. Well, I've got an awkward conversation to have with his ghost later. like, out of character, legitimately, there was a discussion about using the Haleth's ashes and remains when he passes to empower something with the power of a revenant.
Oh, that's no.
That's a really cool idea. Though maybe that's what he would have wanted. Probably not, though.
It's why, like, we ask first.
We ask.
Those ashes, you'll also find two copper pieces, because that's what I left with Haleth.
I'll leave those there then.
Sort of leave them in the pouch of ashes.
Okay.
Was there anything else?
No, that was it. It was just two copper pieces for the throwing man.
Okay.
Fair. Do these things look like what kind of brand of fiend they look like?
These are Nothics.
These are Nothics, I don't know.
They aren't fiends, they're aberrations.
Oh, they're aberrations. Never mind then. Like, so are we just gonna like leave them here, or like we letting them go? Like, they're just hanging out right now.
Well, considering that we're not gonna walk by you and they're not gonna accidentally get stabbed by you now, I think we can just let them go.
Oh, okay. There's like a goblin village north of here. Don't go there. They're trying really hard to perfect their woodworking right now, and I think a whole Nothic situation might confuse them a little bit, but they're very nice.
If you ever get out of here, you'd always head to A-Star. And
the slightly, the one that's hanging slightly further back just sort of raises.
I could do woodwork.
You know, that's
like
really...
Do your help. Yeah?
Yeah, well, we were going to go there to rest because I'm so tired.
I'm spent too.
Yeah, let's take you guys and get you introduced to the nice goblins. They're learning lord work, and I'm very proud of them. And I reckon that you'd make some great additions. And I'll go into... I think I brought some wood down with me, my bag of holding.
You look like you got an eye for it. An eye for it.
The other Nothic just kind of puts his head in his hands and just...
He's like, why don't you kill me?
We can find something for you too.
I think your puns are getting out of hand.
About politics?
No, we're not going to add more to the weird, confusing political situation they have. It's already a massive mess.
Learning speaky.
There's a lot. What? These are very full minecarts.
Yes, are very full minecarts.
Are we just leaving them?
Well, I mean, they don't exactly have any means of smelting copper or back to the village, do they?
I have a literal furnace in my shop. I'm going to go over to the Nothic that wants to learn how to woodwork and give them some wood and be like, you can use this as an introduction to the goblins, and I'm going to fill my bag of holding with as much shit as I can.
Okay, how much can a bag of holding hold?
I have no idea. I will Google it now.
I feel like there's a tongue twister in there somewhere.
But I do love there is one particular set of rules out there which I love, which is that if you exceed a little bit too much, so you've got an increased chance that you might be visited by the bagman.
The bagman. I'm going to put in 400 pounds of ore.
Okay.
As it can apparently hold up to 500, and I have some other shit in there at the moment.
So that would be
Anybody got a really small knife?
How'd you keep stuffing into that bag?
It's a magical bag, Underscum.
Oh yeah, he likes the magic bags, because that's where he comes out of.
My inner evil prankster wants to have like a little dagger, and when you sleep, just pick one of the seams loose.
No. You're such an asshole. Or gets crushed to death in his sleep by a massive explosion of ore. 400 pounds of ore just consumes one and he dies instantly.
Well, the viewer just gets launched halfway across where we're sleeping with the ore suddenly expanding.
That.
It's like, well, all's fine. All suddenly wakes up on a pile of copper on me while the viewer is slammed into the wall.
Good, that's absolutely right. I was like, oh, it's going to take me a whole hour to remake that, because it's an infusion, not an actual magic item.
Damn it! Like, whilst we're talking about ore, Vason's just going to, like, quietly chat with the fear and be like, so what was that ore that you grabbed it?
I don't actually know. It was shiny. It's silver.
Can I see?
Hang on a second. I'll throw my backpack down. Start rummaging through it, and I show him one of the lumps. These are mine. You can't have them.
There's a silver sword, isn't there?
There is a silver short sword, yes.
Sort of compare the ore against my plate armor and the sword and see what it looks more like.
Your plate armor.
Oh, shit. You might have some missile there.
Yeah, I kind of gathered by the fact it's remarkably light, but yeah, it's mine. No touchy. You can have it when I die.
There's just this brief moment.
Yeah, even if it's just like braces, but you can't kill me for it either.
No.
Accidentally or otherwise.
You're no fun.
I mean, what are you going to make out of it?
I don't know. I mean, I'll get Walt to do something.
Hmm?
I mean, I'm in the market for some new armor. This weather stuff's getting a bit bashed.
That is not enough for a suit of armor.
No, but maybe some mithril studs. Who knows?
Ooh, you get yourself a mithril throwing dagger. Or someone. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be stupidly light and wouldn't have any effect whatsoever.
But it holds an amazing edge.
It'd be like throwing a paper airplane.
Yeah, incredibly fast and incredibly good at piercing things, with low effort. Just imagine how many knives like that you could throw.
Does Nefira have any knives on this person? This is a good question.
I actually don't know if you use throwing knives.
No, I do have some daggers on me. Yeah.
All I can imagine is like an alloy for your rapier. More seriously.
I mean, that would be kind of cool.
Anyway, Vason's just going to trot over and start helping putting this 400 pounds of ore in Wall's bag.
Just dumping it in. I was like, give me the ore!
Wall, it turns to about 40 chunks of copper ore.
Nice.
Each chunk is worth 1 gold.
Whew. Wait, so I've got 40 gold of copper ore?
Yes.
Awesome. Add shit to my inventory.
Well, we've got like 3 already in the group of inventory, and I think that's in your bag as well.
I think, yeah, the group inventory is my bag. Where is the group inventory?
It's the 3 people symbol. The last entry is already the list of copper ore, so you can just put a 4 at the front of it.
The Trollscar Mana one?
No, pottery inventory.
I don't have that.
It's on the second. It's on the left hand side of the screen. It's the second column.
Yeah, I don't seem to have that. John, can you check? I have permission.
You should do. On the left hand side, there's like, if you're looking at the people tab.
Yeah, I'm in the people tab at the moment. I've got my character sheet, and then in the party stuff,
No, not that side. The other side of the screen.
Hey, okay. Well, Gandry's now crashed. So.
Okay. I'll put a 4 in front of this 3 to make it 43 chunks, awesome. And that'll count. There we go.
We did it, guys. We worked it out.
At this point, do you guys make your way back to the Goblin Village by a route that you would know, or do you wish to rest and try and push on with trying to find a way there that you haven't yet ventured down?
I just want to go...
Let's go a route we knew, because last time we did that, we got attacked by a monster.
I was going to say, is it like how smooth is the way back?
We gotta go up a hill.
It's up the hill, but you can make your way through, and I'm just gonna say, at the start of next session, we'll be there, and you'll have finished a long rest.
My brain just realised we could just take a minecart of ore with us as well.
Unfortunately, the minecarts are very old, and the axles have broken.
How heavy are they?
They each contain over 1,000 chunks of copper ore. Each of them is 10 pounds.
What I'm thinking is that we could empty one out, and I could probably carry one up so much.
Ward stares like, we're gonna, as a group, buy a portable hole or something, because the amount of shit we bring out of here is ridiculous.
I mean, also, we could just, tell the goblins once we're comfortable this space is clear.
Do we have anything that we could draw a pathway to it? So they literally just have to follow the line.
They're pretty good at maps.
Big scary, well, we know where it is.
Yeah, we'll get X to do it.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Says one of the Nothics.
You don't have to call me Big Scary. I'm Underscum.
Underscum. The Big Scary.
Underscum.
I thought I was the Big Scary one.
You're not scary at all, Vason.
No.
I'm the one who regularly pounces on people.
But you look cute.
These Nothics are cute. Listen to them calling you Big Scary. Oh my god, you're so
Just the moment that Underscum calls Vason cute, there's this turnaround and his entire mouth is just light.
You can sell this over cards later.
The Nothic that's slightly further back just kind of runs away to the other side. It's just like, bigger scary, bigger scary!
Yes!
He won't harm you. Really, he's soft as a pillow.
Bigger scary might harm big scary.
Sort of swallow the lightning.
No. Loves me, he does. He loves me. Get on like a house on fire. Literally, we can sometimes bring a building down.
At this point, we're going to stop the session. And next time, you'll be back in the Goblin Village. And you'll have taken a long rest, so you'll be back to fighting fit and ready to push deeper into the dungeon. But for now, I turn to the camera and I say thank you guys in the chat so much for watching. If you haven't done so already, please do hit that follow button. It's a great way for you guys to know we go live.
I see they're still going, so hang on, I'm gonna spend some points here.
And a completely free way that you can support us on the channel. I'm worried about what Ben's gonna spend some points on.
I see fear.
Don't
worry, it's a safe one.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, we'll do that. We can do that. We also have a YouTube channel. And if you are watching this live on Twitch now, in the coming week, I'm going to start uploading the Dungeon of the Mad Mage replays to that YouTube channel. So you could go and watch it from the start if you've not caught up on what is happening, or if you want to remind yourself how this group has got to where they are today, as well as replays of the Rime of the Frostmaiden group that is the other weekend, as well as all of our other Twitch replays go up on that YouTube channel. So you should go and have a look. Or go to finalbossfight.co.uk where you can see all of our stuff, including profiles of the characters that we play on these games and things. We have some cool stuff, if I do say so myself. Because I made a lot of
and
it.
And he does.
And I do, frequently, to anybody that listens.
Hello, Sergeant Um again. Just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps. And it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord. If you want to come say hi or chat. And we do have a lot of other game streams, but don't really work in an audio-only format. So please head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.